and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Hart playing Tuluga.
Rich playing Theo.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Chug I never know chicken. Which way you're going.
I'm sorry. Well, I gotta keep you on your toes.
Welcome, folks. That was a nice little, you know, classic wrap-up episode. Yeah. Kinda. Mm-hmm. I was planning on having you and Carr having some kind of like, you know, whirlwind final night, but she sucked on that chowder. So, you know,
she succumbed to the chowder.
She succumbed to the chowder.
Forever unclean. Yeah. Can't do it.
Forever. When I heard you say that in the corner, I was like, that is so funny. That's exactly what would happen.
The fucking Ruxin face.
Unclean. That's what I was thinking the whole time.
She asked for the chowder. I gave her the chowder.
Yeah.
So Theo,
I told her no.
The reveal that you have a cauldron of mother chowder was so horrifying.
You weren't ready for that.
No, I wasn't. Those are words and sentences that shouldn't be said. It's funny because this entire little Underdark excursion is just because you guys wouldn't kill Lola when I set her up, and I was like, guess we'll do a whole fucking French Revolution arc. But yeah, you guys did good.
Oh, off well,
look what came
head.
Out of it.
Yeah.
A woman who hates her Bleebly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you lose one follower.
Or scorns Bleebly.
Yeah.
It's
better, all right.
Better hope she doesn't have a child. Gonna hate that little thing.
We're beginning the Theo Ho arc, which I think has been long overdue. You know, you got a little fame and acclaim now behind your belt. You know, it's about time.
I get to throw it around.
I knew that Phaedra was the one that told Krizik about a world where he fell to justice. Mm-hmm. So that was like a weird thing where I was like, you and Phaedra just didn't really have any like a lot of scenes together.
Nope.
So it didn't really come up organically. And also I was like, you might kill her if she hasn't like earned it yet. You know what I mean? So.
Yep. Yeah. If I thought she was on Lola's side for real when she told me that, it might have been different.
Yeah, definitely.
Because then it just sounds like, oh, you guys are, you know, trying to kill a lot of things. I'm just going to try and get on your good side by telling you this.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it would have felt like. But
yeah, I kind of like the idea that, like,
you've killed for less. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
100%.
I like the idea that, like,
probably killed someone for looking at me wrong. So,
like, Myra's sort of like another. It's kind of the same situation Phaedra was in, where it's like, yeah, like sometimes these young diviner witches just have crazy, super intense visions and then they don't have any control over it. But yeah, I don't know. I also just wanted to give her a little more depth. I thought made her character more interesting that she's been like weirdly like in the shadows of a bunch of big things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the Underdark was fun. It was fun coming back.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it'd actually be fun to start a campaign in the Underdark and have everyone play an Underdark race. I think that'd be cool.
He already is.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you already are one. Yeah, I've been really noodling what I'd like to do for a second campaign. I know we have a lot left of this one still, but, you know, it's hard not to start kind of coming up with little things.
Yeah, I think if we do a campaign too, I'm going to play a guy.
Yeah.
You little freak.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play another human.
Yeah. I'm going to be a freak.
Yeah.
I'll let you two handle the freaks and I'll just
I always like being a freak.
Yeah. I know.
I'm already human. Why can't I be a little freak?
Yeah, right. Who just
What if I want to be a 7-foot elephant man who just can't stop stealing?
Yeah.
Very true.
I do. I think I want to see you play like a barbarian or like a fighter. I feel like when
you've already seen it.
Oh yeah. I remember like, I feel like you playing a barbarian in our online campaign. I was like, that fits like a glove. Yep. He's in his element.
He was punching.
I know.
I would like to flesh out the bubble grunt lineage.
Yeah. Yep. Just
go ranger next time.
What the McStuffin?
Oh yeah. You could do. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it'd be fun to do a prequel campaign.
Oh,
that takes place like during the Machine War, like in its height.
Hell yeah.
But I also think it'd be fun to go in the future a whole bunch and then do like a sci-fi space pirates kind of deal.
Why not do both?
I know. We got plenty of time, right?
We're the Star Wars of this podcast.
Yeah.
We'll go backwards, then
we'll
forwards.
Go forwards. Yeah. You know, well, it is tough because it's like you want someone to be able to jump into a campaign and not have had to listen to 100 episodes of a different one.
Yeah.
But
150.
Yeah. Yeah. It is crazy. We're like really getting up there in episode.
This is numbers. In the 70s, buddy.
This is 70. That was 72, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got some real big fun stuff planned for 75. So that'll be coming up soon, folks. Just do a couple little more, you know, light storytelling, bookkeeping to kind of get it all nice and wrapped up a little bit. But this arc's been fun.
Bow on it.
It's bookkeeping nice makes me think, how much money do we get from the taqueria?
Have we done a taco? We haven't done a taco check in a while.
We did a little bit, I think.
Thought we did it last session.
Did we? I didn't think we did. I could be wrong.
I also don't have the gold on me here. So.
Yeah, you should. Oh, no, I still have it. Even though you have the bag now, I still have it.
The taco's a D100, and then we do a D20 for ice creams.
I don't think we did it last time.
You guys can do it now. I mean, I figure, you know what?
I mean, this is pages back in my book, so.
You guys got to, like, come up with, like, a whole health insurance plan. You're going to need loot. All right. I'm not going to be bothered. You guys
who wants to roll the crud money?
I'm eating, so.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Haru came in here hot today. He just has an entire
like $45 in crud sandwiches.
Okay. A nice right. basket of chicken. You can actually roll the Choco Taco D20 with advantage because Jeff, you know, is fully inspired by getting to use a crossbow.
Hell yeah. One better. 12.
Nice. 12.
Okay.
Also, we have a Temple of Death.
Yeah, we haven't with really gone through there yet.
Brimming with gold pieces.
Yeah, we just haven't gotten to go back there yet.
I've already got the insurance stuff figured out.
How what's your insurance plan for the spiders?
It's an HMO.
They offer security to the city.
Okay.
In return, they get insurance.
Okay.
Every spider.
What if we make a self-sustaining spider civilization? Is there doctor spiders? No. Optometrist spiders?
No.
Dental spiders?
I think you'd probably have to ask
as
the drow.
As far as I know, the phase spider and Luga are probably the smartest sounding spiders to me.
Yeah. Okay, well, you got that staff.
Good old Benjamin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bronson Benjamin.
Bronson Benjamin.
I was just throwing out so many names, and I was like, I'm never going to remember a single one of these.
Well, good thing there's millions of them.
Yeah.
For whatever reason,
we're never going back to you. Wait, who got eaten by the fucking bat?
Because
he's going to be at Gutter Talk next week.
Who? Yeah, I literally already forgot. God, I hope I edit these before we record again.
You better hope there's not another
spoiler
one
alert. Yet. We're doing another one right as soon as we wrap this up.
The reason that I wanted to kill that guard guy that like was going to leap in the pit was because I remember I gave him a stupid name in the fight. Do not remember what it was and didn't want to have to answer it. So I was like, leap to my death. But yeah, saved him.
And now he's got health and dental plus vision.
Plus vision.
Well, I don't know.
I might extend the vision only for the spiders.
Yeah, he didn't say vision for that guy.
Still dental. We did knock his teeth around.
Yeah. He's the guy that you shotgunned through a wall of thorns.
Yes.
So I can't believe you got the thorn weapon and got 5 when you had 6 hit points.
Yeah. That was amazing.
That was so funny.
I was kind of hoping you'd kill him just so I could see what happened when you kill him in that way. But you getting a 5.
I think it would just slurp him up and eat.
Yeah, well, I was gonna like pop his head off.
Yeah, that's,
just eat the head.
That's what I had. I figured, but it was even better just getting right before death.
Someone like begrudgingly living is very funny to me. But yeah,
is he gonna follow you around or is he staying here?
I might send him to Brendan.
Slooble Drip.
Slooble Drip as like an envoy.
Yeah, that's smart.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's already in the Underdark. He's familiar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know he's durable.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
So pretty durable. He'll make it there.
After a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give him a couple
days. If you guys would like, you can go ahead and take some long rests, too.
Oh.
I'm assuming you guys are going
to. I have 8 HP.
Yeah.
Get those luck points back that I will hoard.
Oh, yeah.
Keep too. Get those luck points back that I use right away.
Yeah. You guys were like, if I wasn't that bad, everyone's just like, fucked. That was actually like a long fight too. We haven't done like a full like hour and a half long fight in a while. Yeah. That one like really went the distance.
She's a demon lord.
Yeah, had to be. Nice beefy one.
You got your sights set on that vulture now, Telugar?
I'm going to kill that fucking bird.
I know. I figured out when he's going to show up now, but
I'll laugh if he's like super strong. Like you made him ridiculously powerful.
I kind of hope that's the
Well, he's an optional boss. Is.
Yeah, kind of.
I hope he's like really strong, but he's a fucking idiot.
I think I want to just be like, I'm going to make you fight so many normal vultures that it's like an overwhelming amount.
Where you're like, shock and terror.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do Birdemic, like 100%.
They're all on hangers.
Birdnado.
Yeah. I think it's going to be like, okay, we have to kill 60 vultures. Like, it's just, I think, no,
like, hold on.
We're going to make the population extinct.
Hold on.
Depending on HP, yeah. I got this.
Depending on HP, he's got this with his flamethrower.
Let me check.
Flamethrower the sky. Right? It's going to smell great up in here.
There's something really funny about having to fight like a million of something that's not that hard to beat. I always kind of like that in D&D sometimes. As a player.
Let's get you a barbecue sauce throw and we can get this thing going.
A regular vulture has an AC of 10 and 5 hit points.
Yes.
Oh, I'll line them up.
But they have pack tactics. And they have a +2 to hit, which does 1d4 piercing damage.
Wow. Yeah.
So how many vultures would I need to make it like
a billion?
Like 100?
Yeah. Well, it's like for you, it like you could kill a lot of vultures.
Yeah.
But like you're also still doing single target. You don't have like a ton of like AOE really. Uh-huh. So eventually.
Shot.
Yeah. Well, eventually I could just jam you with vultures.
But what if he does the mortar?
Yeah.
Because even the splash damage will kill some of them.
I mean, probably. And you got me.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. You have a lot of AOE actually. Yeah. Yeah. You could like flash bang.
I got a flaming sphere. I got this flash bang.
I have a lot of thrower. I actually have like
flamethrower.
I have like, because we obviously don't use, we're all theater of the mind, so we don't like use maps, but I have them for myself so I can kind of move along with the story as they're going. I have a map that's just like a vulture nest, and I put any vulture stat block I could find on that page, and I'm always just looking at it like, yes, one day we'll use 10 vulture
stat. We'll get the vulture crown.
Yeah.
And I mean, who gets the vulture crown?
You just control birds and spiders.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the idea of you kind of like just taking over like almost like animal domains from demons, but for very specific shitty animals. Spiders is like a crazy one, though, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
You kind of have eyes like all over the world if you can focus in on
it. Yeah, basically, I control Shelob.
Yeah. I mean, there is mechanics for like, there are mechanics for actually jumping into Spider's vision. That last episode was obviously we're just doing fun roleplay for all of it, so I wasn't making you do the roll for it. But if you were like, I want to look at a Spider's vision in Windmere, you'd have to roll on the little table for it.
Yeah, and there's like a plus and a minus.
Yeah, it, depending on how far away it is and all that. But so I, just anyone home that's afraid of giving him way too much power, I have, but not, you know, in that way.
Yeah, except every time it's an animal handling check, he fucking knocks it out of the park.
I know.
Yeah.
You got like...
It's uncanny.
It's weird. You guys are always really specifically good at one thing each. That
mine's always
me.
Been animal handling.
Yours is weird little guys and critters.
Yeah. What was it? Arxis had like a negative whatever to animal handling. I have nat 20 so many times for it. I have so many animals. With it. Yeah. I have a flying pig.
Yep.
Base guppy.
Yep.
Yep.
A rock egg.
Yep. Well, you have two, I think.
All right. Giant hamster.
Yep. Yeah. Man. See, this is the thing. I really want to do Spelljammer again. I just like Spelljammer is like my kind of world building, like in a nutshell. It's like take anything you want and make it stupid and silly and throw it in space. So I am very drawn to doing that. But
yes, please.
Know. I think we'd be good at it. I like flying ship stuff too a whole bunch. I'm big on like ship combat. I like a whole lot. Lasers. But yeah, we got a couple fun episodes coming up though, boys. I think next time we'll probably check out what happened in Menzobera while you guys were gone for a couple days. You know, the city's preparing for a giant race.
You mean
Bad Kale.
The Mirage City. I have actually really missed doing Monza's voice, so.
Well, we're going to kill him some.
Well, we'll see. I'm excited for tomorrow. It'll be fun.
I got a poison sack here.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm making the poison worse because I'm keeping it warm.
Yeah. It's on your little warm
it's like
body.
A Komodo dragon mouth.
Those things are so cool. I was obsessed with them when I was a kid. I was like, so there's still dragons on an island, and if they bite you, you die? It's like
slowly
pretty sick when you're a child to find out those are still real. It is crazy to like to be like, I have the nastiest mouth in the animal kingdom.
I'd say, isn't it not poison? It's just like gross bacteria.
Yeah. They just like, it's like you get like necrosis pretty much.
Yeah.
It's gnarly.
And you can ride them around.
It'd be fun to play a like lizard folk and flavor it as a Komodo dragon. That'd be cool.
That's a reptile.
Threaten me with a good time.
Yeah. I know you haven't played a lizard folk yet. That's like interesting. They're cool. They have like a bite attack. That's true.
Anytime I want to be a lizard, I pick a dragonborn.
Yeah.
Like an asshat.
The regular lizard folk are like cool. I like them.
Yeah.
That's what Basil is, right?
Yeah.
Lizard folk.
Yep.
I played Yuan-Ti.
Yuan-Ti is awesome.
Five snakes in trench
coat. Yuan-Ti is the old Yuan-Ti was pretty busted because you have advantage against like all magic spells attacked against you. But, you know, just beat the shit out of that guy with an axe. That's kind of like the way I always look at it. What level are you guys now? I feel like I have to keep checking in because it's like we're getting
close.
Do
you want to give us level 10?
Not yet.
Okay.
We just killed a demon lord.
Yeah.
Let him think about
it. Yeah. That's a good point.
You needle him. He'll make way longer.
Like how I flavored the slivers of spider climb.
Sure do.
Oh, I'm ready. I need 10.
We know you're ready.
I need 10.
I have options that I need to weigh.
When did you guys hit 9? It was after
a year ago.
Shut up. It was after Arendir left, right?
Yes.
It's like 8 months.
You hit 8 with Arendir, and then you hit 9 not that long ago. Within this arc, I'm pretty sure.
This arc is long.
It's a long arc. It's a big one. Do I give you level 10? You did just beat a like major boss, kind of. What's everyone's charisma bonus on their character?
-1.
0.
+0.
Okay. All right.
You gonna make us roll for it?
Make you roll for it. This is a dickhead move, but I'll make you roll for it. You're all gonna roll a d20, add your charisma bonus. Someone's gonna beat a 15.
Can I guidance?
No.
Suck my dick. 18.
Nat 20.
19. All right, level up. Here I come.
Chaos Crew is level 10.
We gotta order sandwiches so I can look through my stuff.
I can't believe all of you rolled above it. All of you rolled above it. You all have like -1 or nothing to it.
I rolled a 19 on the dice.
Nat 20, baby.
Yeah. Fuck. All right. Level 10. Yeah, we're 70 fucking something episodes in. I feel like level 10's fair and fine.
Oh, I got evasion now.
Don't come at me in the comments if this is stupid.
Oh, do I take a rogue?
Oh, yeah, you're at a weird point now.
I know, because I don't know if I should do a rogue, because then I might lose some cats.
I don't get anything at 7, right? Other than like.
But then I think I get an extra sneaky dice. And I can uncanny dodge.
Just in general, 7 isn't like.
7, I think, gets you something. It gets you a class feature, I believe.
Okay. It's not like a ability score.
Okay.
Right?
No. I think, pretty sure it's just whatever your subclass is. That's the you get a feature from that.
Okay. What is this?
I get evasion and stillness of mind.
Hold on a second. I just found the new spell because I was looking through Reggie's new stuff because he just leveled up as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new spell that we got. I'm assuming this is from you, Rich, from Valda's Spire of Secrets player pack. Is that you? Or did that just
there's a good chance it is.
It might be. It's a cantrip called Finger Guns. Bonus action, duration 1 minute. You extend your finger and forethumb and make a dangerous gesture mimicking a gun. For the duration, your hand counts as a simple range weapon with a range of 60 feet and the slow mastery property. You can use your spellcasting ability instead of dex for the attack rolls. On a hit, it does 2d6 force damage. Doesn't add your ability modifier to damage.
Bang!
That's so finger stupid. Bang.
Yep.
That is so fucking stupid.
It's because Mark sent me the gun, sent the gunslinger thing. Oh, so I bought that. It's from that. Yeah, there's new spells. There's
hell yeah! Fucking email marketing.
Yeah,
there's anti-ballistics field. There's ballistic smite. There's concealed shot, conjure cannonball,
ballistic
conjure
smite
cover,
what?
Finger guns, jam weapon, Jethro's instant reload, and perforating shot.
What perforating shot?
Yeah,
that does sound sick as hell.
Dude, you're going to tear him in half after he's been perforated.
I did look at that gunslinger class and I was like, this is fucking busted. It's like so powerful. But I mean, you know, I don't imagine much less powerful than Theo is right now anyway. But
Yeah, I do want to play one of these at some point because there's six subclasses. They're just insanity. Deadeye, High Roller, Secret Agent, Spell Slinger, Trick Shot, and White Hat. Those are the subclasses.
We could do like an all Gunslinger one shot. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Fucking Wild West.
Yeah, definitely. We could do like... what's that movie called?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Yeah. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. What are we doing?
Get Ennio Morricone on the fucking
They're
horn.
Level 10, though, now. What's everyone doing for their 10th level? Obviously, fighter for Rich.
I don't know.
Okay. What'd you get?
Monk.
You went monk?
I have to be monk.
You went... Oh, yeah, because you're locked. You're aiming for your kaiju form. So you went monk. You got evasion?
Evasion and stillness of mind.
What's stillness of mind do?
I can end one frightened or charmed effect.
Yep.
Damn, that's very good, actually. That is like a main
thing. Yeah, I think it's an action. Keep. Point?
A key point or an action.
It's either a key point or an action.
Let me see.
Would you get level 10 as a gunslinger?
I get rapid repair.
Okay.
I can use a grit point as a bonus action to repair a gun rather than really use my action.
Really good.
And I get another trick shot.
Oh, cool. Cool and great. Cool, great, and good.
I checked that today. That's why I wanted level 10.
And the tough one over there. So, Mark, what's your current split? You're 5 barbarian.
5 barb, 4 rogue.
4 rogue.
Yeah, have to use an action. Not even a key point.
I know. Here's the tough one. It's like...
Well, that might actually be better.
Because you get uncanny dodge as 5th level rogue?
Yeah, and I think I get an extra sneak attack dice.
That is good. What's the capstone for zealot barbarian? What level does that come in at?
Well, they fucking changed it. Now it's 20.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you get...
At 15?
Yeah.
Persistent rage.
Oh, yeah. So you want that. But did you get anything past 15 that you really want?
Yeah. Brutal critical. Indomitable might. Primal champion.
Yeah.
All cool shit.
Yeah, hold on. I'm actually going to look at your little character. You have you guys have just such...
You know what it is?
Truly bizarre level splits.
Well, I was going to try to even split Primal cleric, champion, but...
The capstone, your con and strength scores go to 24.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
So, I mean, we can do, I would just go, because if you go one more rogue, all you're really missing out on is an ability score improvement you would have gotten for barbarian, because you're already 4 in.
Yeah.
So, it's really like, if you want one more ability score improvement.
I get fanatical focus.
Yeah. So basically, because of the levels you've already done, you're losing out on Primal Champion, Indomitable Might, and one of the Brutal Criticals. But you get a bunch of Brutal Criticals as you level up.
But I want all of them.
You do be crazy. We should
probably end the show before we keep talking about all this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, everyone. We got really to the weeds here. Mark, get us the fuck out of here.
Anyways, if you liked our rambling about, choices, make sure you tune in next week to find out what I did. And as always, please rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars on iTunes. Like us on YouTube. Comment on YouTube. Push the algo. Push it.
Push it.
Push it real good.
Talk to Varian Mouse.
Yeah, Varian Mouse is out there doing the Lord's work.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? And Mike. Mike's out there.
Yeah, Mike commenting.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. There's our soldiers in the trenches in those comments.
Yep. Unbelievable. Anyways, please, thank you. Bells, whistles. Is there a whistle?
You can get a slide whistle again.
Anywho, make sure you tune in next week to find out what I did. And as always, now I'm going to go rogue. Who we kidding? Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.